Parshas Truma, it says Me'ez Kalisha Sheyidvenu Liboy, that we know that Rachmanu Liba Boy, it all depends on the Kavana Bemis. So there's a Remez Nifla, we know. The Gemara says in Menach is based on the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Ki Beko Hashem Tzur Eilomim, the Eibush that created the two Eilomos, the Eilomim, with a Yud and a Hey. Eilom Hazeh was Nifra with a Hey. Eilom Hazeh was Nifra with a Yud. So if a person gives the lower level, is when he gives the Yikuli Truma. Truma is Torah in Hey, is the Eilom Hazeh level, the level of Hey. But then there's a higher level. Me'eis Kalisha Sheyidvenu Liboy, Tikres Trumasi. That's Trumas Yud. That's already when it's the level of Eilom Hazeh, the level of Yud. That says in the levels of Truma Gufa, there's different Madregas. Now the Yisoid that the Rebbein Shalom wants to make a Mokim of Ashras Ashchinov, it's Betzim a Soid Nisgov, how Dafka, these Midois and these measurements and these Kalim and the Krushim and the Urias, it's all a Soid Nisgov, that Dafka, this is the Oifen of Tzimtzum of Ashras Ashchinov that the Eibishter wants. Can you do it? The Machlekes Rishonim, the Sifurna writes that Be'emes, the whole concept of the Tzimtzum of the Mokim HaMishkan is a B'diyeved. Be'emes, what was supposed to be, was Molich HaLaoretz Kavoidoi. Nor la'akar v'cheita egel, there was an initiative that this should be the tzura how it's done. And the Ramban and other Rishonim go, no, that the etzem, it's a tzura of l'chatchila, it's a symptom of maimon har Sinai, of mokem hashoras hashchina in the world, is durch this mishkan. That's in the Medrash says in Shir HaShirim, in Kapitel Hey, in the Perek Bosi Legani Achoisi Kala, the Medrash Barichas describes over there that be'emes mitchila, the shchina was mamish, the Eibishter was with Adam Rishon in the Gan. And after the chait and the various levels of chait, the Shechina was oile 7 times by Odom, by Kayin, by Enosh, by the Dor HaMabul, by the Dor HaFloga, by Sdoim, finally by Mitzrayim, by Me'avrom, and then Bo, Zion, Tzadikim, the Shiva Royim, the Shiva Tzadikim, and each one is being mired the Shechina level. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Kehos, Amram, and finally Moshe, Hayridam, La'aretz. It's back now that there's Ashura Shechina here in this world. It's interesting that I saw in the Hakdamah to the Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, the guy did, he says, we're saying from the Sephora that the Etzim was supposed to be Molech HaLaaretz Kvoidai. The whole idea of Mishkan was this B'diyeved. He says, a remez to this, that the Soif HaTorah is not Metchilosai. He brings a Medrash. The Medrash says in Azinu, that L'Osad Lovai, Knesset Yisrael, comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a Taina, you know, that the etzem you will megarish us, and when a person is megarish ishtoi, he's not able to take him back. After a person is a shaleich ishtoi, he can't take him back. Omelam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the Lashon of the Medrash, it says, lo yuchal ha'ish la'achzor, ish, anoichi loy ish, anoichi keil. So, he brings the pshat from the Chanukah Satoira, it says, what's the taich? Because the Gemara says in Gittin, ha'zoyre get l'ishtoi, if he's zoyre get into the chotzer, so it says, if it's her chotzer, then it's able to be chal. She's able to be misgarish. But if it's his chotzer, if it's the chotzer of the Baal, it's not able to be chal. No, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is saying, I'm not ish, I'm kale, I'm maloy chalaretz kavoidoi. So wherever I threw the get, the shvira saluchas, which is the get, it doesn't make a difference. It's still in the chotzer of the Baal. Memele, he's able to take us back. He says, the Mechaz Yitzchak says, that's the remez. The end of the Torah says, ulakoy layada chazakas, u shvira saluchas. So the Yisrael Chara was Megarish us. He broke the Luchas. He sent us away. No, so how can he take us back? Because Bereish is Bar Likim. Because the Molech HaLaretz Kvoidoi. Because it lied Chotzer HaBaal. The middle of the Gerish was never able to be Chal. And that's the Yisrael of Ashras Hashchin in this world. The Medrash, it's a Psikta. The Chofetz Chaim brings it. And the Chofetz Chaim on the third, they bring this Psikta. That Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Liv Moshe Lei Bayis. Nizdazei Moshe. Moshe Hatzach Kishokot. And he said, the entire world can't be soibel and be koilet. Gadlusa yisbarach. V'heich evna bayis. Onalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu loy lefi koichi. Elo lefi koicham. All I need is esrim kerish b'tzofayn, esrim kerish b'dorim. Shuv, the Medrash continues, Omer Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halikom halechem v'aitzim v'kol hachayis sheva'oilam loy yichal kalucha. And the Eibishter says, "Lo lefi koichi, el lefi koicham." Keves echatase baboiker, keves echatase bein rabbi. That's all I want. Shteito amoyer dekazach. What the Rebbein Yisraelim is demanding for us, when he wants us to be taka vehicle for Ashuras Hashkin in this world, and the Eibishter attitude is, "Lo yichal kaluka." What could we do? Lo yichal kotan. What could we do? The terrorist, the Rebbein Yisraelim says, "That's not what I want." Lo lefi koichi, lefi koicham. I'm demanding lefi koicham and what they're capable of doing. That's what I want. And the Etzem, what does he want? For us, we mikdash v'shachanti v'soicham. The Alshach brings. many quotes from a Chazal. It's also, if others bring it, the toich cholecha v'echa, shachanti v'soicham is v'soich cholecha v'echa. The Eibishter really wants the nidva slave. It's to do with the Nefesh HaChaim. The Nefesh HaChaim writes in Shar Aleph, Perakes, that what a Yid does, because every Yid has the Ashram HaShechina, his Neshama, what he could do a Pagan, with a Hirur Aveira, is more than what Titus actually did when he went into the Mikdash. Because that's what he mind Tchun and Tochan, the Etzim it's by the Yid. That we're talking about building the Mishkan, an interesting mashal I saw brought down in this forum, it's a concept, there's something called an embassy. In every country, you go in to the embassy, even if it's the embassy in Israel or in Brazil or in Poland, wherever it is, you go into the American embassy, you're on American soil, you're on Dalat Amos Shel America, it's really America, it's all the international law, you're not in the country where you were 2 feet away, you walked into that door, you're in the American embassy. The Mishkan is the embassy, it's the embassy of Shemayim. The Mishnah is saying, "Pirkei have so many nisim in the floys, shalokei derech hateva in the Mishkan and in the Mikdash." The Pshat is because it's Himmel deKazachin. It's the embassy of Shemayim. It's not Poshet b'hai alma. It's Taka a shtick of a Himmel deKazachin. People always ask me, "Yisrael, you want to find out all the pratim of Mishkan, but what's mamish the nekudim or causes of Mishkan?" Because the emes is. Yisroel v'yraisa v'kutche brichu chadu. We know that that's a meshulash that it's all chad. Chut ha-meshulash l'adheri yonotek. On one hand, the Hashros HaShchina is the spitz, nekuda of Mishkan. On the other hand, Avad Mitzad HaKelum, it's the Orin. The Orin represents Torah. Over the Emes is, like we see, what did the Emes to have be created? What may Eis kol isha sher yidven oliva. He wanted the lave of kol echad v'yachad. He wanted the lave of the nedava, the nidvas lave of the yid. The Yisroel, the Yisroel, the kutche brichu, all three are taka the Meshutif, the Nekudim Erkozis of the Mishkan. We spoke the other week that the Etzem, the Mishkan represents that there's a Zivug between Klal Yisrael and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's the Mokem of the Shaykhis, the Pasuk. The Pasuk in Malachim calls, it says when they had to hide Yeshua Melech and his little child, they were hiding him. Bachada Hamitos, the Pasuk says. That was the Kodesh Kadoshim. That's the Mokim of the Chibur between Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it's fascinating, we know that the Kruvim doesn't say a Mida. Like, come on, it's Sukkah handles the Cheshbonis, but the Sukkim say Mida in all different Kalim. It doesn't say a Mida in the Kruvim. The Kruvim represents, we know the Gemara says about the Basra, that the Kruvim, depending on the relationship that Klal Yisrael has with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, if it's Vizman Sha'isim Ritzayin Shemokim, the Kruvim are looking at each other. If not, they're looking away. It's Sadi Yatzdudi. I want to find it's not just two matzavim either looking or away. It's like a clock. It could have been at any given moment. It was an official measurement of exactly what relationship Klal Yisrael has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that is no shear. The Kruvim represents the Abba of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is no shear. There's no shear in that. V'asal imikdash v'shachanti v'soicham. It's a mitzvah's essay. This pasuk is talking about the Mishkan, but etzem atzuah dinah was negeya. All the mikdash rishon, the mikdash sheni, the mikdash shlishi, Mishkan Shilai, all the different matzavim and shlavim and tkufis and klal Yisrael, where there was this makam of Hashras Hashchina, v'osli mikdash v'shachanti v'soifam. But it's a mitzvah's essay that writes. It's a very interesting. It's a noisei, a halachadik. In Rambam state, in Hilchus Beis HaBechira, ein boinon es hamikdash balayla. There's a din. Hakomas Hamishkan is only by Yoyim. So Voiskin Bibinyonoi, may Alois Hashachar Tzeis HaTichon, only during the day. From Alois till Tzeis, not by night. And then the Rambam continues. Vakol Hayovim Livnois Ulesai Baatzmom Uvamamoinam Anoshim Vinoshim Kemikdash Hamidbar Sai Men and Sai Women Veim Avatim Tzeis HaBisraben. And then he fears Ois Veim Binyan Beis Hamikdash Doich Alois HaShabbos Valois HaYom. So the Achronim Ostel, we have him in Eibay, the same Rambam, Perak Alef Halachah Yud Beis, based on Kira. Bini Beis HaMikdash is not Noi Balailo. Bini Beis HaMikdash is not Noi B'Shabbos and Yom Tif. Oy Bazoi, I'll pee the Gedorim, that's a mitzvah's essay Shazman Grama. A mitzvah's essay Shazman Grama, it's not Noi Balailo, only by Yoim, it's not Noi on Shabbos and Yom Tif. Oy Bazoi, mitzvah's essay Shazman Grama, the Klal Yadua, the Mishnah and Kedushin, Noshim HaPotter. The Rambam had that same halacha, v'kulam chayovim with noisei v'sadei echad anoshim echad noshim. What's the taich? If it's a zman grama, then it's not noyig on Shabbos, and it's not noyig at night, so l'chayr it's a zman grama, why anoshim chayiv? So l'gabi l'shayla that it's not noyig on Shabbos, on that you can simply say, we the yisoid of the Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Shara Melech and many appointed that Micah, the Gemara says in Kedusha that Micah, the mitzvah of building a Micah on the Gag, I'll see some Micah like a Gether, is the dogma that the Gemara in Kedusha brings as a dogma of a mitzvah that's not Zman Brahma. And Lachar, what do you mean? You don't build a Micah on Shabbos? Can't build a Micah on Shabbos. So there's all kind of nusrois, but the classic nusach, a lot of the Chorim says, is it's called Aryeh Derevi Aleh, it's Leish means. Hilchas Micah doesn't say not to build it on Shabbos. Hilchas Micah says build me all 24/7. Hilchas Shabbos says you can't do it on Shabbos, but it's not Nitzad Gidrei Hilchas Maikah. Hilchas Maikah doesn't have a limitation that it's not on Shabbos, as opposed to other mitzvahs that are bets and not loyig on Shabbos, not loyig on Maikah. It's Kanal the Beis Hamikdash. Hilchas Shabbos doesn't allow it, but Hilchas Beis Hamikdash would have been yet to do it. Oh, but it's Nishar, the Shaila, what about Laila? The Rambam says, Klar, ain't Boyin Es Hamikdash Balaila. Some might want to say, the Sifra has a shtickle on this in the Sechta Shavuos, over there in the beginning of Shavuos handles the Binyan Hamikdash in the second pair. That maybe the preparatory kachonas are allowed to be done at night. Only the actual hakoma can't be done at night. But the other various, not zaitige hakonas, but preparation things are allowed to be done at night. That's enough to consider that it's considered not as man grama. Interesting, Shai, we have a mitzvah that part of it is not able to be done at night, part of it yet. Another mahalat I'm going to bring, the Turi Evan says this, he said in a few places. He says, when we say that something that's not noyig at night is called as man grama, it's because if the next day, if it's the next day, it's a new mitzvah. Tefillin is not noyig at night, and every day heralds in a new mitzvah of tefillin. Oh, but the mitzvah based on mikdash, it's one mitzvah. At night time, you don't do it. But when it comes the next day, it's not a different mitzvah. It's again a mitzvah continuing. That's not called zman grama. It's just continuing that mitzvah. There's a limitation not to do it at night. Amol, I wanted to say that in Rambam Alim, state of Teretz, there's many other truths, but the Rambam says, Noshim chayobis kemikdash shebe midbar. So the Rambam is saying, we know that in the midbar the woman donated also, so it's an exception to the rule. You know, even though we know there's a rule of Zman Grama, but we know that there are some that are exceptions to the rule. They said this is an exception to the rule. Kemikta Sheva Midbar, as I say. Echad Anoshim, Echad Noshim Chayovim, Kemikta Sheva Midbar. So it says in the first that the Chayiv, even though it's a Zman Grama. It's a Shtikal Arbis Mahalik, it's a nice idea, but the Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah Perek, Yudbeis, Halacha Gimel, when he brings the famous rule of Mitzvah Seshi Shazman Grama, the Rambam brings the standard rule of Mitzvah Seshi Shazman Grama, and then he brings the Rishima of Yoitzim in a clouds that are exceptions to this rule. He doesn't bring Binyan Beis Hamikdash on that list. He doesn't say that Binyan Beis Hamikdash is an example of a Zman Grama that grabbed the Apothe. You know, the Gemara says in Brachas, that Bezalel, the Eibishter says, Efsher, the Eibishter told Moshe to build the Mishkan first and then the Kelim. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bezalel to build the Kelim and then the Mishkan. And Bezalel says, how are you talking? I'm going to build Kelim. I don't have where to put them. And then Moshe Rabbeinu is misfall. Efsher, Bezalel, Kelim, Anissa, must be, you know. The Pella is, where is the Frektoisvis of an earth? Today's that. Frektoisvis. Where does it say Fakir? It says to build the Aron first. It doesn't say to build the Mishkan first. It goes through the Aron, the Menorah, the Shulchan, and then the Kroshim and the Uriahs. Why is the Gemara saying that the Rabbi Nishalem told Moshe to build the Mishkan first and only then the Kelim? I don't know, the Tzivik of Hashem to Moshe was talking to Kelim first. Tosfos says it's referring to the Pasuk in Parshas Kisisa that it says, Vasisa, so it's a Mishkan, it's a Uriahs, it's a Diak and a Pasuk later on. Maybe the Etzim Pasuk, but the Asuli Mikdash, Vashachanti, Vasoichim already represents. Hakapana, but the Emes is it's Pesach with the Aron. Besant, it says, alright, we know, also, this is a recent, the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara has in Shaila, the Gabi Aminion of Asorah, the Gabi Zimon of the Bechla, the Gabi Aminion, there's one of the Shittas is Tisha Ba'orayim Mitzarfin. The Gemara has decided that Tina could be Mitzarf. Different stuff in there, what could be Mitzarf to Asorah. One of them is Tisha Ba'orayim Mitzarfin. The Gemara asks, Bechi Orayim Gabro? It's Orayim, yeah? So Maisa, Bechi Dos says, Orayim is Rosh Tevis, Echad Roya Ve'ene Nira. Meaning, Be'etzim, when it says Tisha Ba'orayim Mitzarfin, it's being rammed to the Bashefer. Orayim is Echad Roya Ve'ene Nira. That's what it means. The Tisha B'Aron Mitzarfin. It's to do what everyone talks about, the idea that the Orayim, the midos of the Orayim are all lechatzoyim. Some of the other kelim are shleimim, but over here it's all lechatzoyim. Ama b'chetzi, v'ama b'chetzi, v'ama sayim b'chetzi. By shulchan, some of them are chetzi, but by the Orayim, it's kulay chetzi. Because ain't ever yoysa sholeim. From Taka, something that's chetzi, something that's marvish, that he's a chetzi, that he's not a davar shalom. Someone that the Balaturim speaks of that, a person has to have a nova, a person thinks that he's a shalom, that's the gress the mum. But it's very interesting, the Chassam Sofer says, if it comes out that the Orin is, everything is with Chetzi, that means its unit, its unit is Chetzi Amos. You know, since you can break something into units, centimeters, inches, feet, the Derekah, we talk about Amos. But the Amos is, the Orin, since everything is Chetzi, its unit is Chetzi Amos. So how many Chetzi Amos is it? So it's 1.5, which is 3, by 1.5, which is 3, by 2.5, which is really 5. So in its units of Chetzi Amos, it's 3 by 3 by 5. That's 45. 3 times 3 times 5 is 45. That's Mo. That's Benachnu Mo. That's Spitzanova. The Oroin, the Midos of the Oroin is Gemost. In a Oven that it's called Benachnu Mo. In the Etzem Binyan of the Mishkan, it's very interesting. You have the Urias, you have the Krushin. The Urias, the Oiruch of the Uriah is 28. And the Svarim explained that there's an Inyan in 28. 28 has to do with Zman. A cycle of the Levana of the Etzem is 28 days, because there's one day, 29 and a half is the cycle of the Levana, but the Etzem, for a day and a half, it's Nelam, until it's Rein Eschadish Tamoilut. So there's 28 times, there's 28 Shlavim. That's why in Kehelis, it says Eis Lakol, and then it counts out Eis Lazeh. There are 28 Etim in Kehelis. Because there are 28 Etim in a day. That's how it's broken up. There's 28 Etim. 28 is Koyach. What?
Not
24. Not 24, 28. 28, it says 28 times in Kehelis, because in a month there are 28 days where you have the moon. One and a half days it's not there.
Not because of a day, in a month.
A month, 28 days in a month, yeah. It's also the first pasuk in Bereishis. First pasuk in Bereishis is 7 words. Bereishis borrowed the Kemes Hashemayim Saaretz, but there are 28 letters. Also, Yeheshmir Abba Mavarach, 7 words, 28 letters. 28 is Koyach. Koyach Maisa Figid La'amay. That's the Koyach that's in the Urias. But it's interesting, on the Krushin, how many Krushin were there in the Mishkan? The Krushin had, there were 48 Krushin. If you count the Bechashmir, 20 and 20 and 8, there were 48 Krushin. That's Moyach. There's Koyach and there's Moyach. The Koyach is in the Chavches Urias, in the Moyach is. The Memches Krushim is Memches Nevi'im, the Memches Mishmer is Kuna V'Leviya. There's a lot of Inyan in the Cheshbon of Moyach. There's a big sugi here on the Mizbeach. I'll just speak out the Ketzora. People make a mistake about this. We're talking about the Mizbeach Achitzen, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, which was only in the Zman of the Mishkan. Once they came to the Beis Hamikdash, Shlomo HaMelech built a totally different Mizbeach that was much larger. That was 32 by 32, a totally different, later on it became 32 by 32, with a whole different setup. But mitzad etzem psukim, it's a merdek zach, there's a machlekes tanoim, pshat, pashat pshat on the pasuk. No one learns the pasuk of truth. You read the words, vasisa sa mizbeach atzei shitim, the mizbeach anachayshis, chomesh amas oirech, chomesh amas roichev, revu yi amizbeach, vasholesh amas kemosi. That's what the pasuk says. It was 5 by 5 by 3. No one holds that it was 5 by 5 by 3. If you learn up the sugyan zvachim, the gemar brings the machlekes tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda says that it wasn't 5 by 5 by 3. It was 10 by 10 by 3. Meaning it was much wider. It was a very low, very low. It was not only 3 amas high. But it was 10 by 10. Rabbi Yossi holds, no, it was not 5 by 5. But when it says it was only 3 amas, it means it was 3 amas above from where people were able to see. The etzim, it was 10 amas high. Mamash mi kotza la kotza, like either Tana, it doesn't read the Pasuk Kipshutai. Now, the point is, it's negeya, because later on it says, when Shlomo HaMelech was Makadosh the first Beis HaMikdash, it says that the Mizbeach was too small, therefore he had to make a bigger Mizbeach. It comes out, this Machloikis, the Sugin Zvachim, that's from Tessel. So in the beginning of Erevin, you have to cheshbonize how big the Mizbeach of Moshe was to figure out the cheshbon of how big Shlomo HaMelech's Mizbeach was. That's the Sugin Vadir and Zvachim. Parshas Truma always comes out in Chodesh Adar. And Truma is the Inyan of Mishkan. Mishkan is Hashuas Hashchina, and the Rebbe's in the Chodesh is Adar. Adar is Aleph Dor. Aleph is Aleph Dor. The Eidish that wants to make a Dira B'tachtoinim. Adar B'morim Hashem. Odor B'neiim. Asay L'kitin Echad V'odor B'neiim. That's the Yisoid of Adar. The Yisoid of the Hashuas Hashchina of Adar is Aleph Dor. So the Gemara says in Beitza, Daf Tesvov. Omar Rabbi Yechon Mishim Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon. Horoitza sheyiskaimu nechosov yito bohen ador. Shenemar adir b'morim Hashem, the Gemara brings. What does it mean? Rashi says a person wants to have a kiyum of his nechasim. He has a field. And no one's going to know how choshev his field is. If he plants an agar, it's a kind of a tree, Rashi says. It's a very choshev tree. You plant a tree of agar in your field, then you know it's not stam, it's nikras al shmoy, Rashi says. The marsho brings a pshat that agar means stocky. You're supposed to give tzedakah. Agar, beginning to give tzedakah. Obanir al farish, and Nechmenish Kimpurim Torah, is that haroitza shiskayim nechasim. A person has nechasim. What kind of nechasim does he have? Duchan, wintersman. He has cheshvin, kislev, tevis, shvat. He was kind a lot. If you want a key into the nechasim, it should be yita ben adar. If you plant taka adar, a gansa adar, shlemus, then from the yita ben adar, you can taka have the adar. And the svarim explain, there's different shitas about it, but a lot of the svarim say that every chodesh is connected to a different shevet. The shevet chodesh adar is connected to Yosef. Yosef is gematria tzion, which is etzim the mishkan, is that the chino. But the pshat is because we bout. Why are we marbin b'simcha? Because if a person wants to be b'simcha, but emes apnimi is nika simcha, you have to be Yosef. Yosef is the one that's shoylet on the yisoy, and the shmiras habris, and he's the tzadik yisoy oylam, then he's able to be taka a mocking for ashuras hashchina, and memel is able to be b'simcha. It's all tzibundin tzazamin, mishmizaycha taka shtelun zechtzu to the inni.